Today's reading is from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Josheb-Bashebeth, a Techumenite. He was the chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 800 whom he killed at one time. And next to him, among the three mighty men, was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, son of Ahohi. He was with David when they defied the Philistines, who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel withdrew. He rose and struck down the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clung to the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the men returned after him only to strip the slain. And next to him was Shammah, the son of Agee, the Hararite. The Philistines gathered together at Lehi, where there was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the men fled from the Philistines. But he took his stand in the midst of the plot and defended it and struck down the Philistines, and the Lord worked a great victory. And the three of the 30 men, chief men, went down and came about harvest time to David at the cave of Adullam, when a band of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. And David said longingly, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate." Then the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and carried it and brought it to David. But he would not drink of it. He poured it out to the Lord and said, "Far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of the men who were at the risk of their lives?" Therefore he would not drink it. These things the three mighty men did. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of the 30. And he wielded his spear against 300 men and killed them and won a name beside the three. He was the most renowned of the 30 and became their commander, but he did not attain to the three. And Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, was a valiant man of Kabzeel, a doer of great deeds. He struck down 2 Ariels of Moab. He also went down and struck down a lion in a pit on a day when snow had fallen. And he struck down an Egyptian, a handsome man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but Benaniah went down to him with a staff and snatched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things did Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, won a name beside the three mighty men. He was renowned among the 30, but he did not attain to the three, and David set him over his bodyguard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shammah of Herod. Elika of Herod. Helez the Paltite. Ira, the son of Ikish of Tekoa. Ebiezer of Anathoth. Mebenai, the Hushathite. Zalmon, the Ahathite. Maharai of Netophah. Helib, the son of Bana of Netophah. Ittai, the son of Ribai of Gibeah, of the people of Benjamin. Benaniah of Pirathon. Hiddai of the brooks of Gash. Abialdan, the Arbathite. Asmaveth of Baharim. Eliaba, the Shalbanite, the sons of Jashon. Jonathan. Shammah, the Hararite. Ahaim, the son of Sherar, the Hararite. Eliphelet, the son of Ahazbi of Maacah. Eliam, the son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite, Hezro of Carmel, Perai, the Arbite, Igal, the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani, the Gedite, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai of Beeroth, the armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, and Uriah, the Hittite, 37 in all. Again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he incited David against them, saying, "Go number Israel and Judah." So the king said to Joab, the commander of the army who was with him, "Go through all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba, and number the people, that I may know the number of the people." But Joab said to the king, "May the Lord your God add to the people 100 times as many as they are, while the eyes of my lord the king still see it. But why does my lord the king delight in this thing?" But the king's word prevailed against Joab and the commanders of the army. So Joab and commanders of the army went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. They crossed the Jordan and began from Aroer, and from the city that is in the middle of the valley, toward Gad and on to Jazer. Then they came to Gilead and to Kadesh in the land of the Hittites, And they came to Dan, and from Dan they went around to Sidon, and came to the fortress of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hittites and the Canaanites. And they went out to the Negeb of Judah at Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave the sum of the numbering of the people to the king. In Israel there were 800,000 valiant men who drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000. But David's heart struck him after he had numbered the people. And David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, O Lord, please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. And when David arose in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say to David, Thus says the Lord, three things I offer you. Choose one of them, that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David and told him, and said to him, Shall 3 years of famine come to you in your land? Or will you flee 3 months before the foes while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days pestilence in your land? Now consider and decide what answer I shall return to him who sent me. Then David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercy is great. But let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel from the morning until the appointed time. And there died of the people from Dan to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the calamity and said to the angel who was working destruction among the people, It is enough. Now stay your hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. Then David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who was striking the people and said, Behold, I have sinned and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand be against me and against my father's house. That completes our reading for today. You know, I was reading all of these names of these valiant men that followed David. And what strikes me is that the Lord granted the victory. Even these men that did something incredible, like going up against, you know, hundreds of men on the opposing side, they were still able to win. Not because they were, you know, as strong as hundreds of men, or as, you know, agile as 100 men. You know, it's not that they had better training than 100 men. It was that God was with them. That's exactly what God had promised them when they brought them into the promised land. He told them, as long as you're faithful to me, I will be with you. I will fight for you. I will protect you. You will be blessed. And that's exactly what happened. So even though we have all of these names and we think these were great and strong men, the Lord deserves the credit. And today, he's fighting for us. Not a physical battle, not a battle between nations, but a battle between life and death, a spiritual battle. When the forces of Satan would like you to die with them, and Jesus says, they're mine. You can't have them. Let's make sure we're on the Lord's side. Let's make sure that we're faithful so that he will continue to fight for us, claim us as his own, so that we might go home to be with him in the end. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.